I would have had a little less wine if I thought my name was going to be pulled. So last April, I got a text from my boss that said, "Can you talk?" And I thought, uh-oh. And so that day, I was furloughed from my job. I love my job, and it's a big part of my identity. And suddenly felt like, oh, who am I now? But I also do a wedding. I'm the editor of a wedding magazine. And so as of last April, there really weren't a lot of weddings going on. So it wasn't a huge shock, but kind of rattled me to my core. I was also home with my four children who were being virtually schooled at the time. And though last April, last spring, it really wasn't even virtual school. It was kind of like packets being mailed by the thousands to us. And they'd kind of come like weeks after you actually needed them. And it was just felt like a really stressful time to not be working and kind of only be able to focus on my kids and the impending doom of the pandemic. And so we took to the woods. We would get in the car every day when school was over and just started Googling hikes. My kids really liked loops. They didn't like backtracking. And so we would kind of put in like Appalachian Trail loop and find ourselves in, you know, Pennsylvania with no one else in sight. And we would just hike. And it was really medicinal and really amazing just to kind of have this time with my kids, this, you know, gift in the middle of this kind of shit show. And one day on a hike, we were at Cromwell Valley. We decided we needed a name for our group. And one of my kids came up with the name of the Diamond Nature School. And then Diamond's our last name. And then we decided that didn't sound official enough. So we changed it to the Diamond Nature School of America. And and so that kind of became our thing during the pandemic. Almost every day after school, we would go find another trail. On weekends, we would head up towards Frederick County and do a trail up there and then like drive by my parents' house and like wave at them. They would sit in the driveway. We would stay in our car. And it just kind of became our routine. I mean, you know, with four kids, there was always something. There was always a game or a club or a birthday party or Hebrew school or whatever. And suddenly there was nothing. And it was so lovely to kind of fill our time with nature and with each other. We had a few, you know, little hiccups along the way. My son mentioned he had something on the back of our neck. And when we went to the pediatrician, you know, she came out to the parking lot. She said it was one of the biggest engorged ticks she had ever seen in her entire life. Our dog managed to engorge herself on a stick like 4 miles from her car. And we had to like carry her out to our car and like rush to the pet ER. But for the most part, it's been a really lovely gift. I certainly didn't think being furloughed would end up being a gift, but to kind of get this time with my kids as, you know, they're entering like teenagedom and the end of elementary school, it was really wonderful to kind of get to just spend time with each other. This past February for my birthday, my family gifted me with a little free library, which has always been a bucket list item of mine. And when I unwrapped it, they had named it the Diamond Nature School of America Little Free Library. So thank you.